Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of the PSPA podcast, kindly brought to you thanks to the kind support of the Pavers Foundation in memory of Mary Yule. I'm Liz Sturgis, PSPA Helpline Care Navigator, and I will be here with you each month chatting about different topics with carers from the PSP and CBD community. Today we're talking to Sue Wilsey about her experience of caring for her husband Mike and the challenges that she and her family faced in explaining what PSP is to other family members and friends following the diagnosis. Hello, Sue, and welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thank you.
Would you like to begin by telling us a little bit about your husband, Mike?
Yes, Mike is, 73, I think now, 73. And about 3 years ago, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's after a very serious fall. Although all the signs had been there before, it took the fall in a way to get him into hospital to be assessed. And he was assessed as having Parkinson's. And then the Parkinson's meds weren't really working. They weren't doing their job at all. And that's when PSP came onto the horizon and he was diagnosed with that.
And so what sort of symptoms was he experiencing around that time?
What, early days, you mean?
Yes, early days.
Falls were not uncommon, and forgetting things and silly little things that all added up to something, but in themselves were not serious, you know, because everyone said, oh, yes, I forget everything, you know, it's our age. So it took a while to see that there was something really under that.
Okay. And did you find that family and friends were picking up on the symptoms as well, or was it most noticeable to immediate family? Or
I think that family didn't want to see that. Now, we have four children and three of them live away, so they're not in day-to-day contact with Mike. So I can understand that. It's only me who is. But if anything, I would say perhaps a reluctance to admit there was something.
And the ones who lived away, they didn't notice it when they did see him, because sometimes that's when people do notice the change, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, obviously, but after the fall, he was in hospital for 4 months, you know, and wow. all the kids came up and visited regularly. And after that, there was no sort of discussion, really. But
it was
I think it is difficult at this age because I forget things. We all forget things or bump the car or whatever it is. Well, perhaps we don't all, but I do.
So it's difficult. It was difficult to kind of separate those things that were happening from what was happening to your peers, really.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So when you finally did get the right diagnosis for Mike, how did you decide which family and friends to tell, and how long after the diagnosis was it that you told them?
We decided to tell just the children, really, at first, and a couple of very close friends. Mm-hmm. And we told the children, certainly, I think the same day that got the diagnosis.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. And did you have any support from anyone in how to best do that, or did you just do what you felt was right with each of your children?
Well, we have a sort of family WhatsApp, so I actually first of all did a group one, and then they all reacted characteristically in different ways. Yeah. And then I was able to speak or text each one individually. I don't know if that, you know, no idea if that was the right way to do it or not.
I think the right way is the way that works best for you, isn't it?
It's... Yeah. Mm.
So Sue, how did you find explaining what PSP is, and what sorts of responses did you get to that?
Well, the first response is normally, what is it? And then some people start guessing what the initials stand for, you know.
Right.
never get it right, of course. And then even, of course, and I would be the same with somebody else, that you can have it explained, but you don't always remember what it is or what it stands for. And actually, I looked it up. There are a lot of acronyms that are very, very similar to that. You know, we heard a lot about PPE, didn't we, during the, the COVID crisis. So that one of my friends did say, he's got PPE, hasn't he? I said, no, on both counts. You know, there's PMT, which he definitely had not. And there's a range of acronyms like that, you know. So it's not just telling them, it's actually then remembering, them remembering. And at first, it was me remembering what those initials stood for. And I think that's slightly, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but they seem slightly not completely clear what it is.
So
palsy, for example, you know, palsy. And I come across it in Shakespeare, actually, where it just generally means an illness. But I think, you put me right, palsy means, doesn't it mean a stiffness or a...
Something like that, So, or disability,
Yeah. And that's for the middle word, well, you know. Still don't know what that means, I'm afraid. I did look it up, but it didn't sink in.
Yes, I think it's generally, it's a difficult phrase to remember, isn't it? The progressive bit at the beginning is the one that is the most useful word, really.
Yes, it is. And even the fact that it's three words, you know, multi-syllable three words,
yes,
I think, makes a difference as well, because some illnesses are one, aren't they, like Parkinson's or
And when you first heard it, did you try searching for it on the internet and find that you got all sorts of strange websites?
Yes, if you Google it, the first thing that would come out is PlayStations.
Yeah.
Which definitely wasn't needed. Yeah, but this is it. You have to be careful. I did find a lot of stuff on American websites, some of which was a little bit bizarre, so I decided to discount that, rightly or wrongly, and just use UK sites.
Yes, I think that's quite wise with all medical conditions, is in that treatment in other countries is different and opinion can be different, and so you have to stick with what's right and available here, don't you? Thank you. So you had some entertainment out of some of your friends' responses there.
Oh, you know, you have to, don't you, really? Yes. You have to find fun where you can get it. And there's not a lot of fun in your partner having ESP.
No, you're absolutely right. So what did you find was the most difficult bit about explaining it to people? Explaining PSP to people?
That the prognosis was not as good as for Parkinson's.
Yeah.
That's it, basically.
And how did you manage that? I mean, that's a difficult thing to be repeating, isn't it?
I think it very much depends on the person and where we were and what we were doing. You know, if we're having a couple of glasses of wine, they probably get the full half hour, you know, and go into all the details. I mean, to them, probably might look just the same anyway. It wasn't like suddenly he had developed some other symptoms which made him look different. So it's it was the case that he looked the same, but he had a diagnosis that meant he had something a bit more serious, if you like. I'm not trying to say Parkinson's isn't serious, you know what I mean, but it doesn't respond well to medication.
And that's the difference, isn't it, that Parkinson's has some disease modifying medication which PSP unfortunately currently doesn't.
And
was Mike able to explain his diagnosis to people, or were you the one who did it?
He wasn't able to. No,
no.
He can say I've got PSP, but he's not got a lot of speech or conversation now.
Right.
And he's a very quiet man, even before he had PSP.
Yes.
You know, he was never going to be the one who, I've always, as you can tell, I'm the one who's always done the talking.
He wasn't out in the marketplace trumpeting what his diagnosis was to everyone.
No, exactly the opposite. If anybody asks how he is, he says fine.
Yes.
And when he had this bad accident and was sort of blue lighted into resus at ENR, one of the medical staff might have said, "How are you?" And he went, "Fine."
Oh dear. And then they said, "How are you really?" Yes.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Okay. So what recommendations would you give to other families who are touched by PSP who might be struggling to find the right words to explain a diagnosis to other people?
Gosh, I don't know if I'm in a position to give advice. It must depend on the person, mustn't it, who has it. I suppose that does link into what I just said about Mike being quiet.
Mm.
He's not the sort that would relish telling people or discussing anything, let alone PSP. You know, if Mike had a sore finger or a bad cold, he would brush it aside.
Yes.
So I suppose you've got to take that into consideration. The person who has PSP, what are they like? And how would they like it explained?
Yes.
And who? I mean, I've taken it to be myself because I'm with him 24/7. But I suppose in some circumstances there might be another family member who might be better at that.
Mm.
You know.
Yes. And do you think knowing the diagnosis has changed how people respond to him?
Well, since the diagnosis, of course, he's got quite a bit worse. That's in the last year, I would say, particularly. So it's very visible now,
yes,
what is happening. He's in a wheelchair, actually partly thanks to a grant from PSP, I must say, which was very much appreciated. But he's in that all the time now.
Yes.
And he wasn't before. He was on a push along rollator. So it's very visible that things have changed.
Mm.
He's lost a bit of weight and the speech thing as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want to mention about, you know, how you went about researching the condition or explaining it to people or things anything else you'd like to impart to us?
I mean, I know some people like to research things like this and other people don't. And again, I think that's a personal choice. Once you've got it, you've got it. So you could say, why find out more, you know? Mm. I don't think I would have done that, but I wasn't allowed to anyway, because my two daughters are right on the internet right away, looking at many different websites, including from abroad, and taking notes, etc. So, you know, I knew that they would do that.
Yes.
So again, I suppose it's treating the whole family as well as how they react, as to, yes, how you react as well.
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much for talking about this. It's been really helpful, and I'm sure others will have things to take away and adapt and use in their own discussions with family and friends. If anyone listening needs support in describing PSP and how it can affect a loved one, to family or friends, or anyone else you come into regular contact with, the helpline is always here to help. If you'd like to speak to the helpline in confidence, you can call us on 0300 0110 122 or email us at helpline@pspassociation.org.uk. You can also request useful resources such as our PSP and CBD information card and alert cards to be posted to you to help any such discussions.